I'm proud of being a Zimbabwean, and I'm proud that we are sharing our culture with the world. Atlanta is one of the biggest international airports in the world, and finding that to be exhibited, our culture and our philosophy from Zimbabwe being displayed there, makes me feel proud of our culture and what we can do out of Zimbabwe.
So are there any benefits accruing from those displays?
Yes, it's an international advertisement for Zimbabwean art, which will create an awareness world over about what Zimbabweans can do out of stone, what do Zimbabweans believe, and what type of people are they. It's a very big benefit to the culture of art from Zimbabwe.
And we see that you are now based in the USA. So how do you get your stones, you know?
I go back to Zimbabwe. I drive around the country, different quarries, and I pick different kinds of stones. Only those which connect with me are the ones which I pick. I create them and I ship them over. Some of them I work with my family back there. I still have my studio in Zimbabwe, where when I go back, I have youngsters who wants to learn off of me. I will be working with the youngsters and teaching them how to carve. And also, I would like to plow back into the community, which is my Zimbabwean counterparts. So I do go back and pick them and I ship them over.
Now, let's talk about living from these stones. How difficult is it to make a living out of that?
You got to be good. You got to be really good. You got to be very innovative. You have to be very creative, which will then relate to a lot of people. So people might be attracted to a piece. They might just like it. But to get them to like it and to want to own it, it's a different level. So you got to do it right, and you got to be very creative and be very genuine. Instead of just copying what has been done by other people, you need to come up with a very brilliant ideas which are edible.